Cibola High School, Albuquerque, New Mexico, West Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce a New Mexico Golden Apple teacher extraordinaire, one Mr. Anthony Rodriguez.
My name's Anthony Rodriguez. I'm the teacher of the greenhouse class.
This greenhouse class is really a high school math class, an applied math models class, to be more specific.
This is my class, huh? Now, gentlemen, if you are asked to do an interview, you can stop working.
Huddled atop a ripe pile of compost are the students.
Daniel, go get a shovel.
And they are sifting through this fertile black gold.
What's in here?
Dirt, cow poop, cardboard, old vegetables, coffee grounds.
In this unusual hands-on math class, algebra, geometry, and trigonometry are all taught by building three-dimensional objects like fences and raised beds. For example, the lessons covered by this compost pile are...
ratios, the heat distribution of the compost pile, money, how much we sell it for and how much we save.
Money, because this class generates cold, hard cash. It functions as a nursery of sorts where folks come through from far and wide to purchase the homegrown goods for quite a bargain. The going rate for a huge sack of this compost?
$10. One of those big old potato bags.
The actual greenhouse is stuffed with plants that started from seed. Basil, tomatoes, okra, a gardener's dream. And then there's the chilies. Chimayo chilies are planted in these crisp, raised beds the students constructed for their final exams.
And this one, we just got early girl tomatoes. And the basil, it looks kind of dead right now, but that's just transfer shock.
And while strolling through this Garden of Eden nestled within a public school, I learned that in order to be in this applied math class, you have to simultaneously be enrolled in another math class, pulling double duty academics.
And actually, it got my seniors to take an extra year of math just for fun, which is rare.
And his students are doing incredibly well overall. Several of them went from failing math to passing with flying colors.
I remember in ninth grade, I didn't really like to come to school or even go to class. But now that I'm in greenhouse, that's why I'm actually doing a lot better. I'm passing all my classes. I got mostly A's and B's, so I'm doing real better.
I planted some of these carrots.
Did you eat any of the carrots?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
I don't like carrots. Not really.
I ate a few of them. They're really good.
I feel like I could just go start a garden right now.
So obviously this is a unique program, and it's actually Mr. Rodriguez's brainchild.
I saw that, you know, the Quonset hut's in the shape of a parabola and that there's three-dimensional space that we can work with, and I thought that, you know, a math strategies class could be augmented by a real-world application.
Something you can use.
Yay, greenhouse.
That real-world application seems to be the key here in making public education successful.
He teaches us to use trigonometry to figure out how much we're supposed to water.
We're talking about real-life applications of math, and that makes it more enjoyable, I think.
Instead of going to the store and wasting money, you can grow your own stuff and save a lot of money, actually. So
the problems that you solve in your classroom should be the problems that a kid is solving within his community. And that's the key to getting them to learn the hard algorithm and things like that, is that they're like really interested in finding out an answer.
You guys want to come over and have tips? Come on over. We know everything.
The secret to all this success?
I would encourage educators to write as much of their curriculum as they can. Honestly, like, I have a lot of intrinsic motivation to make sure that my kids do well, because everything I'm doing in the classroom, I wrote myself. And when I screw up, it's all on myself. And it's a great feeling to be able to just go home and say, yeah, I screwed up. And how did I screw up? And why? And what do I need to do to my own curriculum to make it better?
This program seems to foster empowerment on all sides, across the board.
It's taught me that you can do a lot of stuff outside that's productive instead of sitting there watching TV all day.
Of course, there's still a challenge when it comes to feeling bogged down by the seemingly endless amount of standardized testing.
We obviously have to take the test, but we see it as one challenge out of many challenges that we do in a year. And they see a problem that they haven't heard before. They're like, okay, so what is similar about this problem to the problems that I've already solved? And it helps them at least get part of that answer right. Have fun teaching.
I've never pulled garlic. That was like my first time. But you don't want to get too close to the plant, because then you like break the garlic. So I actually did that once. I love the smell of garlic. So just learned a lot of things.
We'll be continuing with our coverage of education in New Mexico, and specifically the teacher and school evaluation system. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.